You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, all right. So I had a big night, Friday night, because I was doing my show on location.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. They had racing activity going on out there this weekend. And so the radio station had a promotion going with the Speedway peoples. So the morning show did their whole show from out there Friday, and then the afternoon show, and then my show. And they had me set up in the Speedway Club, which is the lounge restaurant that overlooks the Charlotte Motor Speedway track. Now, all the racing and everything was over by the time my show started. So it was just basically had me set up at a nice restaurant sitting right beside the bar.
Oh,
nice.
It was really cool. And we had to interview people who work at the Speedway, because it was like a promotion for the Speedway itself. It's its own business. So to let people know what all was going on out there this weekend, and then what all goes on throughout the year. You know, you can go out there and eat dinner at the Speedway Club any night, or lunch or whatever. You don't have to be going to a race. So I knew the guy that they sent to do the interview on my show, who was vice president of communications, and he's head of marketing kind of stuff and all that. And his name's Scott. I've known him through the years. But then they told me that I could interview one of the chefs at the Speedway Club. So I was really into that. So he came around. He was as New York as you could be.
What?
Yeah. And how cool is this? You don't even think this exists, but as a sports fan, because I told him, I said, so you grew up in New York. How long have you been out of New York? And I said, well, one of my mentors is a radio legend in New York. And I figured as soon as I said the guy's name, he'd be like, oh, no way. No. And I said, he goes, what's his name? And I said, Scott Shannon. And he goes, what station is he on? And I was like, are you kidding me? Scott Shannon is a New York radio legend. I mean, he's just like, everybody knows who Scott Shannon is. Well, it's because he's such a sports fan. He never listened to anything but sports talk. Mm.
Really?
Makes sense. And so he grew up working in his family's Italian restaurant in New York. And he decided he wanted to be a chef. And when he found out that he could combine the two and he could be an executive chef at all of these sports arenas and stuff, he just started traveling the country.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then
when he ended up in Charlotte, which he actually lives in Huntersville, where you live, Riggins, he decided this is where he wanted to settle down and grow his family. But then again, he's just like every other New Yorker. The more he talked, the more you find out that once he got here, he started moving everybody else from New York that he's related to here.
Yeah.
What kind of restaurant did his family? Was it like a pizzeria? I don't mean to be like stereotypical.
No, but it was full Italian restaurant, like not just the pizza part of, but because he was showing his different, like he brought some examples of his recipes that he does in the Speedway Club there that he brought from his family.
Mm. Did he bring the actual food?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They cooked a bunch of food. Yeah.
Did you get to eat anything?
I tried it. Yeah. Cause I couldn't just hunker down on it because of my diet.
Right.
Yeah. But thank God a little friend Jenny was there to do that for me.
Oh, good.
I mean, she barely let the guy get finished doing his interview. Like she almost just cut like across in front of him while he's talking on the microphone to get to the food.
The guy's like, slow down.
That is funny. Not surprised by that at all. That girl's ravenous.
Yeah.
But I mean, he also worked at, I can't remember like all of the places, but he didn't know a thing about, he just heard about the Charlotte area that he thought was a great place to live. And he didn't know much about racing at all. And somebody told him, he said, well, I'll go try that. I'll go check that out. And then ended up liking it and staying. But he worked for the Mets at their stadium.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. You know, there is like a chunk of the Northeast, I think, in the Midwest that is way into racing. I don't know where they're at, but I know in like Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. upstate New York is really into racing. Yeah. Not as much in the city, but in, you know, upstate Rochester and all of that. They love it.
Yeah.
Albany.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I bet that food was good.
Yeah, it was. The little bit I could taste was good. Because I had to try it in front of him. He's the client, you know.
Right.
And make sure that I tried it.
Were there other people dining there while you were doing your show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was mm-hmm. that weird?
No, not really. Because I was, the way it's set up, the bar is separate. And I was up on a little riser. Like the bar was right here. And then I was right beside the bar on a riser looking out over the rest of the place. And then the racetrack and all was to my right out of those big windows and stuff. So,
and it wasn't, was it loud?
No, no, because it's a nice restaurant. It's like, it's not a rowdy place. And the race had ended by the time my show started. So
that's right.
Okay. People were just there eating and hanging out.
That's good.
No. Were they listening to you or were they just kind of involved in their own conversation? Okay.
No. That's not the type of show you just put on for people who just showed up to eat a nice meal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of them would not agree with the stuff that I didn't do a whole big fire and brimstone kind of political show like I normally do. Cause it was just fun and kind of weird to do that when you're just sitting in a strange location.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to bring other people in to do those interviews and things. So it was more of a lighthearted kind of thing. I put Jody on for the first time. She came up and was I introduced her as the most special guest I'll ever have.
Oh,
you know, that kind of thing.
Did she want to talk about the big, beautiful bill?
No. She wanted to talk more about, coming down on Antifa as a domestic terrorist group. I want to see blood in the streets are there. I want their blood in the streets. No.
I would listen to that.
Yeah.
See, she gets, while she and I have the same principles when it comes to that sort of thing, she doesn't like talking about it. You know, she doesn't want to get, you know, too much into that aspect of it. She's like, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
If I start to make a joke about, you know, politics or whatever on TJ and Jody's house, she's like, okay, wrong show. It's on the other show.
Yeah.
It's not the show for that.
But we didn't talk about any of that stuff. Basically, I was killing time.
Yeah.
Just trying to have some fun.
Sure.
But I didn't know you could just go out there and eat and hang out.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah. Were there people still milling about like in the infield and stuff? Because I knew it was a big race. It was that Roval or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and the Roval didn't happen until yesterday, but that night was the truck race.
Okay.
You know, I actually know one of the guys who drives a truck in the race. And then I saw him Saturday at my little friend Jenny's I almost call it a cornhole tournament thing that she does every year to raise money for First Responders First organization. His name's Tanner Gray. And I was trying to get, you know, will he still be at the track? And he may have been, but he didn't have time for me.
Okay.
He shunned me. I was trying to get Monica too. You know, Monica that used to work on our show, she works for the NASCAR and everything. She's, you know, one of the ones that goes around interviewing people on the Jumbotron and things like that. And we kept missing each other, but she ran into Jody when Jody was coming. They rode separately. And so when they were coming into the Speedway Club, Monica saw her outside.
Oh.
And I guess, you know, I'd left Monica. We had traded messages. You know how they say that?
Mm-hmm.
Traded messages. And the last one that I offered, she didn't have time for. She's busy. She was actually, I guess, hosting the hauler parade that was going on right when my show started. It's when all the the race teams have their big trucks, and they, I guess, people wanted to see them riding by in a parade, and she was hosting that.
Wow.
And I was sad I missed it.
Oh, man.
I missed a hauler parade?
I'm like, what?
Get the hell out of here.
Yikes.
Wow. Darn it.
A lot of information I just got.
There's always next year.
Extra, extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.